Seattle's Independent Monitor has praised the city's police officers for reducing their use of force. The Monitor also finds improvements in the ways Seattle police approach people in mental health crisis. But the shooting of Charlena Lyles by Seattle police this summer has the city's candidates for mayor asking what has really changed and what can be learned now. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
When it comes to policing, there's a lot of history in the race for Seattle mayor. Two of the candidates, Jenny Durkin and Mike McGinn, have faced off before. They negotiated the consent decree between the Justice Department and the City of Seattle. Durkin was the local U.S. attorney then, and McGinn was mayor. 5 years into that decree, Durkin says SPD is a leader in dealing with people in crisis.
The statistics show that we've come a long way. There's no question that the number of times now that force is used in those situations is less.
The new question is how Lyles' death squares with these statistics.
You know, it was just an incredible tragedy, the shooting, and I think it shows that no matter how much you can accomplish on police reforms, there is always more you can do, and you must learn from the incidents where there's a tragedy or things go wrong.
Mike McGinn says the confusion about whether an officer should have had a taser when he answered Lyles' call makes him wonder about the state of police reform.
All of this tells me that the training and the use of force decisions and policies really aren't where they should be. And that gives me just a great degree of concern when I have heard our elected officials and the DOJ saying everything's going great.
McGinn says he's not putting his hopes on the federal consent decree, which is temporary, but on the city's now permanent community oversight group.
And what we need is a strong and independent community police commission with some of the strongest community advocates on it who are challenging the elected officials as to whether progress is really being made and holding them accountable.
Reform advocates have also suggested making contract negotiations between the mayor and the police officers' unions more transparent. State Senator and former Teamsters leader Bob Hasegawa says negotiating in public doesn't work, but you can bring community representatives to the bargaining table.
I believe that there should be trusted advocates for stakeholders in those negotiations. If you just open things up to a media show, people are playing more to the microphones and the cameras than actually trying to come to solutions.
Mayoral candidate Nikita Oliver says the Lyles case has highlighted the need for more civilian oversight of police.
When we look at the Charlena Lyles killing, we still lack an effective way for civilians to be a part of the investigation.
She says the city has made strides under the consent decree, but Seattle is in something of a gray area right now. The city has passed but not yet implemented new police accountability legislation. Oliver still sees a lot of hurdles to her vision of what she calls policing transformation.
Which is really what I'm calling for, is transforming how the institution of policing works and how we hold that institution accountable.
While Oliver says civilians need a stronger role in police oversight, another candidate for mayor says rank-and-file police officers feel ignored too. James Norton is a Seattle police officer who's taken a leave of absence to run for mayor. He says the outcry over the police shooting of John T. Williams in 2010 led to a top-down reform plan with little input from officers.
It comes from the wrong place. You know, the place should be, oh my God, this is a tragedy. How do we not let it happen again? Instead of, you know, you're going to do this. This is the way we think it should be done. That's not fair to anybody.
Norton says SPD's crisis team is understaffed. He'd like to expand the number of mental health professionals teaming up with police officers to crisis calls. Norton says those professionals could increase public trust by providing their own account of each incident. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.